I am your host, Tracy Ross, pleased to be joined on the phone by artist Bill Renzulli. He's at Gallery 5 in Paducah. Bill, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you've got a brand new book out called A Paducah Portfolio, and in some of the press for the book, you said that this is a book to be looked at and not read. It's about celebrating Paducah's eye candy. Now, of course, this is radio, so I can't show the listeners some of this eye candy, but would you mind just selecting a couple of the pieces in the book and describing what inspired you to include them, your inspiration for them, and including them in the book?
Well, the idea of the book was to, initially, it was to be simply about my art and how I responded to what I saw in Paducah, my fondness for architecture and for the urban environment. As the book progressed, I found that I began thinking more about this is about Paducah and not about my art. And in the end, it ended up to be sort of a combination of both. The images that I saw, that everything I painted were things that appealed to me visually or graphically. The cover is the Columbia Theater, and you know what's not to love about the architecture of that theater, of course, as well as all the nostalgia associated with it. There's also a series I call From the Back, and this just grows out of my love for the texture and the clutter, so I like to go behind buildings. There's one painting called Behind Jefferson Street, where I took photos from Broadway through wherever there were some clearings and just painted the backs of the houses with the porches and the second floor decks and so forth.
This seems very much to be a companion piece to Wilmington Remembered, which was basically your love letter, I guess, to Wilmington, Delaware. But the difference is, I think in Wilmington Remembered, it was more or less a comprehensive book full of your work spanning several years. In a Paducah Portfolio, although you say that you have included some of your older works, most of the material in this book was created in a period of 12 months. So how does that change the outcome, I guess, is compressing your experience from Paducah into more or less a year as opposed to just filling it with all of your pieces spread out throughout the years?
Well, there are the book Wilmington Remembered, I think you're referring to something that I put together after the fact, going back through all my old paintings. I was taking photographs of my paintings going back as far as 1978 and 79. So I had them commercially scanned into digital files, and I was able to get them published in a, you know, in looking quite good. In 1985, I did a book called William Renzulli Celebrates Wilmington, and like the Paducah book, that was done in about a year, and that was mostly black and white drawings. So that book and the current book share a lot in common. Except this book, the Paducah Portfolio, is all full color. There are watercolors and pastels and quick pen and ink marker sketches as opposed to just black and white drawings.
Have you been able to use your other career as a physician to influence art? And can I ask, has your career as an artist ever influenced when you did practice your life as a musician, or as a physician?
Well, I've thought about that a lot, and they pretty much are distinct. I think the one thing they share is I create my art sort of the same way I practice medicine, and it's really I'm comfortable with who I am. And I don't try to create anything that I can't do. I don't try to be something I'm not. The most clear, let's say, no. One time when they were really and I won't say in conflict, but they were just part of one another, was for 4 years when I worked in the emergency room. I worked full-time for 3 months in the city emergency room, then I was off for 3 months. So for 3 months, I had to kind of block out everything and just focus on what was in front of me in the emergency room. And then for 3 months, I had to open up and let everything in so I could respond to, you know, my environment and paint.
Have there been any subjects that you've wanted to look at in art and perhaps pursue some artistic versions of that you've yet to be able to do?
No, I can't say that that's the case. I think whenever I've been inspired to do something, I've generally done it. I think what might happen now, I've always been fascinated with what I call travel art or going somewhere or creating a series. I like to work in projects of that nature where there's something ongoing. And I'm already thinking about possibly, you know, what I can do next. I like the idea of the book. Thanks to Bruce Schulman at Thruka Printing, I was able to design the book myself. I not only did the paintings, but I photographed them and I created the design of the book. And that was kind of interesting. And I learned a lot, and I think I'd like to use that and grow on that.
If someone's interested in picking up a Paducah portfolio, how could they go about doing that?
Well, they can come to the gallery. My regular hours are noon to 5 on Fridays and Saturdays. They can call me. I'm available almost any time. The book is also available at the gift shop in the River Discovery Center, and it will be in the Yeiser Art Center's gift shop. The book really just got back, just arrived from the printer, so I haven't had them distributed yet to some of these places. But it is available now at the River Discovery Center.
And it's $35.
$35. It's a hardback, full color on really nice glossy paper. They're about 66 pages. And I think it'll be an enjoyable look. I can't say an enjoyable read.
Bill Renzulli, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me. And you have a great day.
You do the same. Bill Renzulli's latest book is a Paducah portfolio. You just heard it's hot off the presses. You can get it at the Gallery 5 at the Yeiser Gift Shop, and again at River Discovery Center. They are $35 a piece. You're with Murray State's WKMS, and we're glad to have you listening.